This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's American Politics Today. We're about to speak to Lieutenant Doug McCleave, who's a public information officer in the Utah Department of Public Safety. Welcome to American Politics Today.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about the driver privilege card issued by Utah. Can you tell me how it came into existence and what exactly it is?
Well, this legislative session in Utah, 2005, the legislators passed a bill that required a little bit different set of rules to obtain a Utah driver license here in the state of Utah.
What were the basic rules before this legislation?
Basically, up to this point, anyone who had a Social Security number or a government-issued ITIN, which is an individual tax identification number from the Social Security office.
No, from the IRS.
From the IRS. Yes.
Right.
Sorry, not Social Security.
Right.
From the IRS.
Right.
Could obtain a Utah driver license.
With certain other requirements as well, in terms of residency and so on.
Sure. Yeah, right. You have to be a resident of the state of Utah, have to prove your identity, that sort of thing. That's
right.
Correct.
But it was essential that you have either a Social Security card or an ITIN number.
That's correct.
An ITIN. Okay, and when did that change, and how did it change?
Sure. This legislative session, which was January, February of this year, 2005, Utah state lawmakers required, the thing they changed was that now an individual can no longer acquire a Utah driver license unless they had a Social Security number.
Okay, and presumably they can't get a Social Security number unless they're in the country legally, is that right?
Certainly, I think that's a requirement, yes.
Okay, but they can still get something else.
Yes, what they implemented this year was a driver privilege card.
Right.
Which means that all of the same sanctions apply to a driver privilege card that apply to a driver license, with the exception of the Social Security number.
Okay, which sanction? What exactly do you have to do to get either of these cards?
Sure. Person has to show proof of residency for the state of Utah, has to show proof of identity, obviously, who they are, that they live in Utah. And then for the driver privilege card, a government-issued ITIN number is also required.
But people have to pass a written test and a driving test to get either of these cards?
That is correct.
Okay. And the only difference then being that people who have ITINs who can't get or don't have Social Security numbers need to get the driver privilege card.
Yes. Yes. In order to operate a motor vehicle in the state of Utah, you have to have a driver license or a driver privilege card.
Okay, you also have to have car insurance, right?
Yes,
and
you're required by state law to have car insurance.
Okay, and as far as you know, in order to get that car insurance, you have to have either the driver license or the driver privilege card.
That's my understanding.
Okay, but you can get the insurance just as easily with the driver privilege card, and you're required to have it as you can with the driver's license.
Yes, in Utah, you're required to have insurance on your vehicle before you can drive it on the road.
Okay. How many of these driver privilege cards have been issued since the law went into effect?
The law went into effect, just for background so you know, Mark, the law went into effect March the 8th of this year.
Right.
Our governor, new governor Huntsman, signed the bill.
So that's about 3 months ago.
That's correct.
Right.
And at this point, total roughly, it's not the exact number, but it's fairly close. We've issued approximately 3,200 of those driver privilege cards so far.
Okay. Now, do they have the same term that the driver licenses have?
No.
What's their term? What term?
These driver privilege cards have to be renewed every year, once a year.
Okay. And how fast? I guess they're being issued at about 1,000 a month or so, it seems.
Yeah, that's fairly accurate, I'd say. Yeah.
Okay. Now, were there people who had driver licenses under the law before it changed?
Yes.
And are those going to expire, and when, and how are you planning on dealing with that?
Sure. Here's how that works. Starting July 1st, and it sounds a little complicated, but if you think it through, it's not too complicated. But basically, after July 1st, a driver license that was issued to anyone in the state of Utah with an ITIN number becomes expired on that individual's birthday. For example, if your birthday is in September of 2005,
right?
After July 1st, that card is no longer valid. If it was issued with a ITIN number.
Now, what's the normal term of a Utah driver's license?
4 to 5 years. I'm not sure. I think it's 5 years.
Okay, but you're saying that, and it normally expires on your birthday. For everyone.
Well, yeah, after that period of time, yes.
Right.
The driver privilege card
No, I meant the normal driver's license. It expires for everybody on their birthday.
That's correct.
Of 4 or 5 years after they get it.
Yes.
But you're saying that if you got a driver's license, say, in 2004,
right,
and it's set to expire in 2009 on your birthday, are you saying that if you got it with an ITIN and not a Social Security number, it's going to expire and all of those ITIN-derived driver's licenses are going to expire on your birthday after the first birthday you have after July 1st, 2005?
Yes, absolutely. And what we're doing is we're in Utah, you're required to give your current address where you live, and so what we're doing right now to kind of deal with that issue is sending out letters to those people who were issued those driver licenses, letting them know that they've been expired.
Because you've got that in your database about who used an SSN and who used an ITIN.
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have any estimate about the... Well, you must have an exact number. How many people did get the driver's license with an ITIN, and they're going to expire between, I guess, July 1st, 2005 and June 30th, 2006?
The numbers that I have right now, and this includes... identification cards as well, because several of these were issued.
Tell us what an identification card is in this context. It's not a driver's license.
That's correct.
So some people got identification card. That's essentially the same document, but it doesn't give you a driving privilege.
That's correct, and those will expire as well. And
okay.
Currently, we're in the process of sending out 74,000 letters.
Okay. Out of how many registered drivers are there in, or people with ID cards, driver's licenses, or driver privilege cards? About.
I'm sorry, I don't have those exact numbers. That's the one thing I didn't check on exactly. I can follow that up for you, Mark, if you'd like me to. But
okay.
I don't have those right this
time. You're saying there are 74,000 people whose driver's licenses will expire in most cases, or I guess at least in 80% of those cases, prematurely because of this new law.
Well, now that includes identification cards. I don't have the breakdown as to which is which, and I apologize.
But holders of 74,000 cards based on the ITIN will expire in the year beginning July 1st.
That is correct.
Of this year. Okay. Now, the federal government has just passed the Real ID Act of 2005, which puts various requirements on the states in terms of their issuing of driver's licenses. What can you tell us about what the situation is in Utah in regard to how the state's going to comply with those provisions and how that may or may not affect the continuation or the nature of the a driver privilege card arrangement?
Well, first of all, it's a brand new law that was just passed within the last couple of weeks. We're still waiting from some directives from the federal government as to what the exact guidelines are going to be. However, we are going to take into consideration all of the federal legislation, and we will comply with all of the federal legislation. There is a 3-year implementation process to this new law, and currently we have our legal, our attorneys reviewing all that information, and we'll decide. Again, it's so early on in the process that we're not quite sure what we're going to have to do, whether or not we're going to be able to continue with the driver privilege card program or not. All that is yet to be determined.
Okay. Now, presumably, the holders of driver privilege cards are listed as such in the state database. Is that database available to law enforcement or other government agencies in other states, and is it available to the federal government? And if so, which parts of the federal government, under what conditions?
I'm not sure all of the guidelines. I can tell you, as a police officer, whenever I was involved with anybody when I was on the road, even checking databases from other states, I had access to that information through our dispatch centers and through those various kinds of databases. I don't know that any of that will change necessarily. I think that the same people will have the same access.
Okay. But you don't know specifically whether the immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, does now have access or has used access to that database to determine whether there are people getting driver privilege cards who don't have Social Security numbers?
Right, I see what you're asking. In terms of the Social Security number, I don't know. I know that it will be identified on our files whether or not it's a driver license or a driver privilege card. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And so...
I guess my question is, or part of the question is, does the federal government have access to that database?
Well, I believe the law enforcement officials do.
Department of Justice or the Immigration or Homeland Security?
Right. I believe that most of the Homeland Security folks are tied to law enforcement, so I would say probably the answer to that would be yes.
Okay. Now, in terms of internal law enforcement behavior in Utah, if a person is stopped for... So, in other words, if a person is stopped for any number of reasons...
Sure. Speeding, for example.
Speeding, for example, right? Yeah. And they, what's the speed limit there in Utah?
Well, obviously it depends, but 55 on the freeway, okay. Generally in town, 55.
Okay. And someone stopped for speeding, and they're asked to present their identification, and they do, right. And it's a driver privilege card. Is this, from your point of view, an ipso facto demonstration that they're an undocumented resident of Utah, and if that's true... is there a requirement, an allowance, or a prohibition on law enforcement in Utah from reporting that incident or that fact or the presence of that person to federal immigration authorities?
Right. To answer your question directly, no. But let me just explain that a little bit.
Please.
First of all, state law enforcement officers are not typically involved with immigration process whatsoever.
Right.
I mean, there are circumstances where we may kind of lead into that
right.
under certain types of conditions, but typically, no. And I will tell you that I know that that's a concern with several, and I have met with several groups in Utah,
right.
and we've had several public discussions on this issue. And and the question is whether or not someone will be profiled based on the fact of whether they're here illegally or not. And I don't believe that's the case. There are each individual agency, law enforcement agency in Utah,
right.
have very strict rules. For example, it's against the Constitution of the United States to profile someone based on race or status. That,
okay.
I just don't believe that's going to happen.
Right.
And my recommendation to anybody who feels like that may be happening to them is to take it to the proper authorities within the organization. For example, if one of our state troopers. If an individual feels that they are being profiled based on that particular question that you just asked me about whether or not they're here legally or not,
right?
Take it to our administrative people because I will just tell you that won't be tolerated here,
right?
In our organization, and people have avenues and ways to get around that.
So, but you mean to appeal that?
Yeah, absolutely.
They feel that's
yes.
happened.
Yes.
But my question is it allowed, required, or prohibited? For the state troopers, when they stop someone and that person presents a driver privilege card, from assuming that means that they're undocumented as to their legal status as a resident
sure.
of the United States, are there reasons other than being undocumented why a person would have that card, or is having that card ipso facto a self-identification as an undocumented person?
Well, I think the fact that the requirement alone
right.
says that if you don't have a Social Security number, you are not allowed to have a Utah driver license.
And are there any obstacles to getting a Social Security number other than one's undocumented legal status in the U.S.?
Well, quite honestly, I don't know all the requirements for an individual
right.
who comes into the... You know, I mean, I'm not the best
right.
source for that information,
right.
but I will tell you from the law enforcement perspective, at least from my point of view, and I believe our agency's point of view, that will have no bearing on the reason for the traffic stop. But it should not.
No, I'm not talking about it as a reason for traffic stop.
But even after
it's happened and the card is presented,
right.
And one looks at it, that
right.
doesn't call out this person is.
No.
It doesn't do that.
No,
from
no.
your point
and
of view,
and I don't think it should because
right.
the reason that we're having contact with that individual is
right.
probably, and the reason I brought up the speeding is because that's typically
right.
what we deal with as people. That's not going to change
right.
the circumstances. After the traffic stop, once we see that person has a driver privilege card versus a driver license, you see what I mean?
Right, I see. So at the two levels of that, one, so it's a matter of the immigration status of any person presenting that card is irrelevant to law enforcement in Utah.
Well, circumstances. Yeah, I think that's a broad,
okay.
a very broad statement. So
right.
I have to be careful with. My
Under
response.
What circumstances does it become relevant?
Well,
in general?
If we start getting into, and this is not different than anybody else, whether they're documented or undocumented.
Right.
Part of the responsibility of a police officer when you make a traffic stop, and part of our training is to look beyond the traffic stop for other kinds of criminal activity that may be taking place. For example, if there's any kind of evidence of any kind of other wrongdoing, whatever that would be, then some of that may come into play, but that wouldn't matter whether they had a driver privilege card or not.
That's right.
The same circumstances would apply. So,
okay.
But just simply based on the fact that they present a driver privilege card should have absolutely no bearing what happens after the traffic stop is made.
So a person could feel just as safe or not as safe speeding with a driver privilege card as they would with a driver's license?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
And I would say even taking that a little bit step further for our organization, it's very important for our administration, and we've talked extensively about this, that people don't feel any different based on that. And if they do, we would like them to contact us so that we can look into the fact that we're acting responsibility as police officers in the state of Utah.
So you're saying that even apart from this, that law enforcement in Utah state, at the state level or the local level, takes no active part in immigration matters?
Typically not. No, I mean, that's not something that we're, generally what we do is we get immigration and naturalization folks involved if we have a situation that may dictate that, but that's not very common. And I don't represent the local agencies, just so you know. I only represent you know, state troopers and what we do. But typically, that's not a state law enforcement officer function. That's a federal government function.
And it's not the normal function of the state troopers to turn cases over to the INS or to the ICE either.
Not typically. Now, let's say, I will give you an example where that could be an issue.
Right.
Let's say we stop a vehicle and it's determined that there may be something like drug trafficking involved.
Right.
Or there may be a felony warrant that's listed nationally on the national computer that someone has wanted, even from another state.
Right.
Or we may have, and this is fairly typical out here in our area, on occasion we'll have people who transport van loads of illegal folks into the country, and they're involved in a crash or a traffic stop, and that may raise a suspicion level, and we may contact the federal folks and see if they're interested to come out and investigate what we're dealing with.
And in fact, probably at the most, the driver of that vehicle would have some sort of identification from the state, but it's most likely that the trafficked undocumented persons would not have even a driver privilege card, would they?
Well, again, every situation dictates itself, obviously, but that would be a scenario that could happen. Yes.
Okay, but to reiterate then, as we wrap up, the legal status of a person with this driver privilege card is that they can get insurance, they can drive, and that they're not subject to any additional scrutiny or sanctions than anyone who has a driver license.
That is absolutely correct, and again, it's important, and I think part of the reasoning in Utah is that we want to make sure that if someone's driving a vehicle, number one, that they're insured, number two, that they have proven skills to be able to operate a vehicle safely. You see what I mean? They've gone through the same sanctions and the same testing process to assure that they can safely operate a motor vehicle, and that's our public safety concern for everybody on the road.
And what, from your point of view, can you say about what public feeling about this is and what the feeling is among the state troopers or the state trooper organization in terms of how this provision is working out?
Well, for us, truthfully, it really doesn't make much difference whether they have a driver license or driver privilege card, because an individual has proven themselves to have that privilege, which is why it's called a driver privilege card.
Right.
And so whether or not that has any influence or any, it should not make any difference whatsoever after the traffic stop, from at least our point of view. And as far as opinions publicly, that, you know, obviously I can't speak for what people think, but I think it's a great idea because it just makes sure that people are qualified to drive a car.
Okay, and have you noticed that it's improving the traffic situation, for the safety situation?
Well,
is that just either anecdotally or statistically?
I don't have any kind of statistical proof that would back that up. I believe it makes our roads safer because people have proven they can safely do it.
Okay.
And then they've passed the test, so to speak.
All right, good. All right, well, I want to thank you very much for talking to us and informing everyone who's listening more of the details about how the driver privilege card works in Utah.
Okay, thanks. If you have any other questions or anything else, please call again, will you?
Okay, we will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.